You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. I'm a man around Hollywood that does some fun things, and I do things the easy way. You know, I've had a couple people hit me up that have wanted to kind of know, which is cool. I'm getting some new fans. So I want to first and foremost definitely address the fans' questions as far as who's been asking, you know, who I am, what I do. And so here's the scoop. I'm someone that self-built myself on social media. I have a blog called WTVNetworks.com, as well as I own a network I created called Easy Way Broadcasting. It's powered by WTVNetworks.com. The reason we actually call it Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com, is because Easy Way Broadcasting is actually a hub for media. It's a creation of a way to brand, market, promote via social media, print publications. We created a way to market in a way nobody else has ever really done. And a lot of people have tried to duplicate it, but you can't, because you have to have me to do it. So it was created in that way. I've been in the industry for about 10 years. I started out interviewing people on the red carpet. I started out producing in the studio. I used to engineer. I freestyle rapped. I played a lot of sports. I've been in sales. And then that grew into promotions and PR and just creating a way of marketing that nobody else can do, called the Easy Way. And I ask that anybody that's listening to the show, hashtag Easy Way. That's the number sign, the letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. Anytime you post anything to do with what we do. We do tons of events. We do a lot of interviews. We're always with celebrities. We're always behind the scenes of Hollywood. And we created a system called Hollywood the Easy Way, which you can actually join the group on Facebook. It's Hollywood the Easy Way. We have over 6,000 members. Shout out to all of our members that are doing it the easy way. And if you hashtag Easy Way, we will promote your stuff for free. Now, our network reaches up to about 1 million people on our own, and through our syndication distribution, we can reach almost 500 million through all the different relationships we have. Shout out to Fan TV Global Networks, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV, Global Networks, I already said that. Music That Pays Magazine, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, 310 Magazine, 504 Multimedia, everybody else that we work with, it's a pretty cool situation. So if you guys have a brand, you want to market, you want to promote, you want to get exposure, you want to get known, and you want to get leads, and you want to make money, then try doing it the easy way. The motto is, when you're done, do it the hard way, do it the easy way. We do about 10 A-list level events a year as far as our calendar goes. So we product place your logo and brand on media walls, and we can collect content that a lot of other people can't really get to. We have a couple of shows on the network, which is to go through the list. Our first show, Monday morning, we have a show called Baby Boomers Live. Baby Boomers Live is catered to the demographic of baby boomers, but it's also a great show for all things human, for everybody out there that enjoys something from a baby boomer's perspective. They talk about a lot of great things. We recommend you check out that show. It's at 10 o'clock a.m. every Monday, and it's hosted by Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. She's been seen on Castle, How I Met Your Mother. She just got done doing Chocolate City, a movie. She's an actress that a lot of you guys may recognize from Betty White's Off the Rockers. She's Betty White's co-star. And then also my dad, Papa Zuli. My dad is a knight. He's a part of the Knights of Columbus. He's a very informative person, amazing heart, Everybody loves my dad, and we go around, and we're a duo. Me and my dad are a team. He holds the camera, I do the microphone thing, or I network. We'll have hosts, and it's great. We also have a show that is going to be well, we have my show on Thursday, obviously, and then we have a show on Sundays called Humanitarian Radio, which highlights people that are making a difference. And then we also work in conjunction with a lot of other associations, like, well, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, American Society of Young Musicians, the Peace Fund, Women of Global Change. There's so many, I can't even remember, but if you guys go to the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, you'll most likely see the promotions. We have our clients and our sponsors, wateringseeds.org, Acumen Technologies, Bright Life Music. And these are all not only sponsors, but they're entities that can help you guys. You know, Bright Life Music is a record label. They work with many other bigger name record labels. They work with BMI, I know, or EMI. Is it EMI or BMI? these are just people that have been supporting us for a long time, and we enjoy opening up doors for other people. We recently did an event called the Stop Tour. It was the Stop Tour launch to support the Peace Fund, which is another organization that branches out. They actually help child-based, younger-based organizations that want to support anything children-based. They have the Peace Fund, the Peace Fund Hub, which they just link with Microsoft for, to do that even stronger. They have Peace Fund Radio. They have Peace Fund Games, which I'll be hosting coming up in December. And they have Peace Fund Poker. And it's amazing what they do to create and generate money and income. As well as awareness. So the Stop Tour is a tour that bounces from nonprofit to nonprofit to help raise funding and raise awareness. And it's kind of bringing all the things that we have within the network over to that to raise the awareness for these nonprofits. It's all nonprofit-based. First event we did was to support anti-bullying, cyberbullying. It was an amazing event at Busby's East. We had a lot of celebrities that came and showed up. And it was just a lot of fun. I recommend you guys go check out Easy Way TV, which is our YouTube channel. We also have What You Need TV, which is our bigger YouTube channel, but we're building Easy Way TV, which is the official channel for Easy Way Broadcasting. You'll see some cool interviews. You'll see a lot of the stuff from what we did at the Stop Tour. It was amazing. It was just great. It was also a showcase for artists. We had Capitol Records supporting us. We had RCA Records. We had Fox. We had if you go to stoptour.org, you'll see all the information on that. And so it was just a blast. It was awesome. So I wanted to kind of tell you guys a little bit about me. I'm an interviewer. I've interviewed 2,000 plus celebrities. I'm pretty big on social media. You can follow my Twitter at ericzuley. And it's there's a verified badge, so you know which one it is. There's a couple of people that duplicate the account, but I'm the ericzuley. It'll also say Stop Tour. I just go around Hollywood and I'm just kind of building a little empire, to try to make a Hollywood and give hope back to a lot of people that don't really have it because of how Hollywood works. It's very enclosed. And it's called Hollywood the Easy Way. So, I'm not putting Hollywood down in any way. Of course not. I mean, Hollywood is amazing, but it's very about who you know. And I'm just someone that knows a lot of people, and I try to open up opportunities for people that a lot of times don't get it. So we look all over the world for talents and brands and people. I mean, we break things from the East Coast to the West Coast all the time. If you're out there looking to break something in the West Coast, we're one of the best routes to go. And you can check out easywaypromotions.com or easyway.me, for more information on that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break here, guys. We got an amazing, fantastic, just cool show for you guys. My man Shabadoo from Breaking 1, Breaking 2, it has this segment, Breaking News. He'll be coming on here pretty soon. And we just got a lot of surprises for you guys. So we'll go to this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, and we're back with Easy Talk Live, and so I'm going to bring on my first guest, which is a surprise guest. He is a gentleman that has known me for a long time. He's supported me for a very long time. He's got an amazing heart. He's actually part of the Knights of Columbus organization, which is a worldwide known organization within the Catholic community. And he rolls the easy way. Probably the biggest, strongest person in the world that does roll the easy way. My dad, Papa Zuli, welcome aboard the easy train. How you doing, Dad?
Well, good morning, Eric, and thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah, you
hello,
know, I thought it'd be fun to just flip the script and really let all my listeners and people that listen to my show and know about the easy way really know who you are, what you've done for me, and I wanted to throw it out there that what I have now today, I would not have had if it hadn't been for my dad, my family believing and trusting and investing into, you know, my dreams, my goals, you know, and I just thought it'd be maybe a positive inspiration for some other parents out there that might be listening to possibly invest and support their kids and their dreams and their goals. So I'd love for you to, Dad, if you could tell the story, you know, how what you see in from your perspective on how this whole empire got creative.
Well, I've always been supportive, and I've always told you to follow your dreams. And kind of like a foundational saying, if you want to put it that way, would be I've always taught you to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, because going through the world and whatever you're working towards, it does take a lot of resilience from the doors that are closed in front of you and the hurdles you have to go through. But the bottom line to that statement is, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's basically a waste of time. And I, that's how I raised Eric, was to keep the faith first. And what I noticed in him, even at a young age, is his ability to learn quickly and his good heart. Even going back to the earliers in grade school, how he would help people. There was a bully that took a butterfly from one of the little girls so he could have it and put it on his little poster there. They each had the posters, they had to put up what they drew. So he took it, and Eric went and got it back from the bully, gave it back to the little girl, and he remembered the smile on her face. But that going through the years, I noticed in the early years how he was really quick at learning. The kids would come over from high school when he was still in grade school, and they would they would teach him things on the computer, and he would wind up competing with these older kids in different games they would have on the computer, and he'd wind up coming out ahead, and they were all kind of in amaze how fast they could bring a program over, and he'd learn it in a day and wind up competing. And then the work ethic spread, and he wound up just learning new formats. And he built a recording studio when he got a little bit older, and he started getting into the music aspect. And whatever blocked him, he would find a way around. Like, he would do freestyling and lyrics. And they said, well, you also need to have the music for that, the beats, I guess they call it. And so he went on the computer and learned how to create his own beats. And people are coming over, oh, where'd you get the beats at? These are good. And he made them. And then he, you know, worked with his studio and wind up mixing and mingling with the people. And he just brought a spirit. And I remember on the phone, sometimes there'd be calls, and these are people that have been in the business for basically many years, and they would be telling him what a nice change it is working with him, because he brought a spirit, and that made me feel good. You know, it's not just the work, it's the you know, the way you are in your heart. The eyes are the lamps of the soul, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, a wide variety of people out there, and what you have can be spread to other people, and that's basically what the gist was. I mean, there's so much more. Really does, I mean, the level, Eric, that you have of persistence and hard work, I'm not just saying this because I'm your dad, it's amazing how you can just go for 15, 18 hours a day and work on these projects and create new projects and mentor so many people. And this is hours and hours, thousands of hours of mentoring you've given people over the years. And, you know,
I really appreciate it. I got two questions for you, and then I want to give you a chance to promote your show and what you're doing with the Knights of Columbus. But the reason I did this, guys, is I've had a lot of people hit me up and ask me, you know, how I became what I've done, what's my secrets, and ask questions. And I can't talk about myself. I can't answer your questions. But my dad, growing up with me my whole life, there's no one better that could answer questions like that. Here's a question that I had from a fan, Dad. And from your perspective, from your eyes, what do you think it is about me and about the Easy Way brand that's making it such a success?
God, and don't take it like, oh, where is he coming from? What I mean by that is he really does keep his faith in his heart. And, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, they get into all that faith-based thing and the criticism and all that. But what I mean is, in an old-fashioned way, he has a good heart. And I've seen him in so many, many, many situations that somebody would come to him with this or with that, and they really didn't have too much going, and they wanted to have a production or something. And when he'd get involved, they would just be introduced to all this stuff, and he'd bring the celebrities or the cameras or whatever, his connections and his power in the internet, and they literally, their heads spun in amazement, and he really enjoys that. He enjoys the help part of it. And I said, you know, that's what you have to keep first, and it's not the big check that's on a table. I said, you want to pass that check up if you can do good, or you know that's the kind of treasures that stay forever. And I've talked to people that have worked with charities.
Would it be safe to say if do the best you can to help others, and then you'll get your rewards back?
Keeping your faith first is the key. If you go ahead and you're successful in all these ventures, but you're not going forward with faith first, it really isn't. You might wind up a lot of money in a bank, but it's kind of an emptiness. And I've heard people say that when they help, they have this feeling. Well, it's a feeling God gives you, a fulfillment, because that's basically what it's all about.
So I want to leave it at this, guys. You know, do keep your faith first. Definitely, that is the best answer you could have ever done, Dad. And do the best you can. Like, what one of the things I do when I talk to people is the number one question I ask is, how can I help you? Let me figure out how I can help you. Which, one, that proves what we do is not talk. And two, it shows that you're not trying to get something out of somebody. You're a team player. But at the same time, don't let yourself get used. Don't let yourself get caught up in that circle of barter trade where it becomes too much. Barter trade can be okay, but make sure you surround yourself with a team of yangs, I call it. You got to have yin, you got to have yang. I'm the yin. I'm the nice guy. I'm the guy that wants to help everybody, but you got to have those business people too. Okay, Dad, so I want to go into give you some time. I know that you're a Knights of Columbus. For those out there that might not know what the Knights of Columbus is, and you know, talk to us about your involvement, and I hear that they might even be getting involved with your show, Baby Boomers Live.
Yeah, well, the Knights, they're basically men of faith and action. It's not just the faith part, but it's the action part. It began with hostility towards Catholic immigrants around in the 1880s, and Father Michael McGivney started with putting men together, because back in these days, a lot of people had, you know, had lost their lives because of hard labor situations or hostilities in any whatever direction it came from. So there's a lot of fatherless families. So he put a group together of Catholic men that would help support these families, and it just grew from there. And I mean, even back in what was it, 2012? They're a real little thing here. In addition to raising and donating more than $170 million to charitable needs and projects, the Knights volunteered more than 70 million hours. And when I say volunteering, it's in any field in a community. It's helping anyone of any race, creed, whatever. And they're reaching out all over the world with now up to, from a handful of men up to about 2 million. And these are people that, in whatever field, housing or handicapped, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, people that are going to school that need help, or with whatever kind of, basically whatever kind of help they need. And they just support their communities and support their church. And it's just a group of men that found that you don't just say, well, I'm going to church and go home. They get involved, and they help. It's not about just living your life. It's about what you're doing. Are you doing something for your fellow man? And it's a good feeling. We had a nice event that Eric's been helping me with on the editing portion. It was, you know, handicapped individuals, a day of sharing. It was in Brea. And it was just young adults that had various issues. And the support they had, it was really, you know, with wheelchairs or with trips. I mean, we would take them on little outings and things or help the families that are helping them. It's just a really overwhelming, you know, just an involvement that you have, and you meet people. It's a very interesting situation. It's
okay,
Dad,
well, I don't
good,
mean that. I'm trying not to cut you off because you're my dad, and I want everybody publicly hearing that I'm like cutting off my dad here. But we do have to stay on track, stay on the segment here. I also want to promote that, guys. Baby Boomers Live is an amazing show that he does. You check out a Monday at 10 o'clock with Aretha Gray. They do an amazing show. My dad has a segment called Jim's Gems, and he gives you some doomsday situations on baby boomers' retirement and stuff, but then Aretha picks it back up with my dad's the moon, she's the sunlight. It's kind of interesting, but at the same time, it's very informational. It's needed information. It's informative. Thank you. Informative information you need to have. But Dad, thanks so much for coming on and hanging out with us and talking to us a little bit and telling people a little bit about, you know, my growth. And hopefully you can stay on, but we're going to be going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to our first official segment of Breaking News with Shabadoo. I'm excited. So, guys, listen to this quick commercial, and we'll be right back with Breaking News.
Thanks, guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Here we go. Sound. talk a bit about a man shop. I do the ultimate innovator of many styles. Got plenty styles. Check it out, we're working it.
Kick it up for the king of the street dance. Shop, I do everything he do is completely enhanced. Started off with the lock.
And we are back, guys, and we are on our segment, Breaking News, with my man Shabadoo. I love that intro, man. Like it just makes the segment. What's up, Shab?
What's up? Here with Breaking News.
I've been working on the echo machine, man. I haven't forgot about it. Trust me. I've been seeing if there's like echo machine software. Any of the fans out there, if you know of any echo machine software, we need it for the show.
Well, what we're going to do is by the time this all really comes to fruition, it's full bloom, we're going to have this jingle, which you heard a little bit of right now, Shabadoo the Ultimate by Soundsai. And we'll have the voiceover, and hopefully the echo chamber will be on there. We'll hear breaking news.
When you say news, I'll do the echo thing, you know?
Oh, okay,
breaking news.
There you go.
See,
you know, that version, Eric, is actually one of a few versions that we have of Shabadoo the Ultimate, our new breaking news theme song. So you're going to start to hear the one where it's going to be the official one, which, you know, we're still growing, people. We're still growing. Lots of things happening. We've been in contact with a lot of people. I have been in contact with a lot of great dancers, great professionals that are going to be coming on the show. They're going to be able to not only give you some behind-the-scenes look at things in terms of what they've done in their career, but actually, you know, impart some valuable information that will help you in your career. So we're not about, you know, self-publicity. We're about helping people and getting dancers on their feet, getting professionals and singers on their feet.
You just gave me a perfect catchphrase. We're not about self-publicity. We're about help publicity.
There you go. And you know, that's a real thing for us. You know, the many conversations we had leading up to this, you know, this moment, this historic moment, Eric, you know, we both are very passionate about helping people and giving people a break, you know, and also, mm-hmm. you know, shining the spotlight on those unsung heroes out there. So that's a lot of what Breaking News will bring to the table with your full plate, you know, again, highlighting those unsung heroes out there. And I've been talking to a lot of them, and also some established dancers, choreographers that worked with Michael Jackson, you know, you name it, Madonna, Prince, you name it, they're coming on the show. So I don't want to tip the hand. I want, you know, when we start to really, our publicity machine, promotion machine really starts turning within the next couple of days or so, you'll hear all about it. But that's why I'm on the show today, to kind of prime the wheel. So.
Well, we have the 2014 World Dance Awards coming up on November 2nd, and I'm sure we're gonna meet a lot of people that we may not know there. And then, you know, the last year I met I think they're Rich and Tone. You know those guys, Rich and Tone. They work with Michael Jackson.
I've known them since they were little boys, basically.
Oh, so I see what's gonna happen. We're gonna go walk into the World Dance Awards, and all the people that are like big time people that got awards or nominated or whatever, you're gonna be taking them down a couple pegs and be like, I knew you since you were in diapers, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them. That will be the case. Yes. If you've been around as long as I have, you know you actually played handball with Moses, you know, at some point.
Wow. Did you win his staff? Did you beat him? Did you bet for his staff? And can you, like,
well,
move waves
now?
Well,
you know, yeah. I mean, he was wearing sandals, so he couldn't get a good grip on the floor, so he needed sneakers.
Guys, this is going to be an amazing, amazing segment. I've been talking to a lot of people myself, and as you guys know, we just did the Stop Tour. We had RCA Records supporting us, and we had Capitol Records supporting us. We had a lot of people supporting the showcase portion of things, and you guys are going to see a lot of the follow-up and the actual things that we promised come to fruition, but that does take time. And now linking up with Shabadoo. I know that you're involved, and I don't know what I can say, what I can't. You know, we'll do like a buzzer sound if I say something I shouldn't say, but I know that you're involved somewhat with Sony and on a project you're moving forward with, and you have a lot of TV stuff and movie stuff. And yeah, I mean, talk to us about some of the stuff that you have coming up, Shab, as far as things that you may be able to, we may be able to do contests, maybe we'll do castings, or stuff that we could bring people into those projects.
Well, there's a couple of really exciting opportunities I have on the table right now. Obviously, it's my affiliation and position that I hold with Soulbridge Entertainment as president of artist development. The CEO of the company is Shakiji Abdul, and his vision was to bring me into the company, and the structure of the company is kind of modeled after, you know, Motown, if you will. So I'll come in and be that sort of Smokey Robinson, Charlie Atkins aspect to the company. So we'll be looking at a lot of different artists and you know, in the days and weeks and months to come. Then there is the connection I have with China. China having somewhere in excess of 10,000, you know, plus, you know, nightclubs. And they're pretty elaborate, these nightclubs, mind you. They're not go-go, you know, dancer, but provide opportunities for young dancers and even dancers who are established that are, you know, needing that sort of bridge employment. We're going to be offering contracts up to, you know, minimum 3 months and up to 6 months and even a year. So that's a great opportunity in mainland China that I have on the table. Those are two very real opportunities out there. One is recording, obviously, and the other one is for dancers and performers in mainland China. So, but, you know, again, you know, I just really want to stress to the people the focus of Breaking News being, you know, we'll be focusing on old school, new school, street dance, hip-hop, you know, every aspect of it. And we're really going to be that defining source of entertainment for fitness, fashion, romance, travel, adventure, you name it. I mean, we'll give them 411 on all the urban trends and music and within music and dance and the opportunities that come along with it. So, you know, we're going to have some fun with guests, but we're also going to tackle some really heavy topics as well. I mean, it won't just be a frothy show. We'll tackle some pretty heavyweight concerns out there with dancers about losing the culture, the essence of the culture, what it means to them. And, you know, this sort of dummying down. I had a sort of impromptu forum last night with a group of dancers on Facebook, and I thought, hey, you know, let's just bring that to the show. Let's talk about it, you know, out in the open there. And so I'm going to bring on some dancers, and we're going to talk about the state of the union, if you will. So, you know, again, lots of opportunities. Great show to shine, to allow people to shine. So we're excited, man.
Now I had an idea, Shab, to kind of go along to complement what you're thinking of, where not only can we bring them on the show, not only can we, I mean, we can interview people, we can give them opportunities, we can do this, we can do that, but we can also invite them, you know, per approval, that people are going to be filtered, they're going to be auditioned, because, you know, you can't just bring everybody to these really hot Hollywood events. But I was also thinking of bringing some people that are hashtagging Easy Way and hashtagging Breaking News to actually come on the red carpet with us, to actually come and network with high-profile, you know, individuals, then taking that footage and those pictures and then putting them on the Breaking News fans page, putting them on the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page so all the other fans can – I want people to really see physically that we ain't playing. We're really trying to help people, you know. And then to complement with what you're doing with the China thing, you know, as you know, I'm on Hello Hollywood. I work with Larry Naiman, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. You know, Meitan Development Group. We're also going to be complimenting you with what you're doing with China, and we also have you know, Bright Life Music, and we have a lot of things that complement what you want to do. We're going to be developing contests. You know, Shab's going to be teaching me some Shab moves. I'll teach him how to network the easy way so he can actually make some money. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
We live in a physical world. We need money. You know, that's a damn shame about it all. But it depends on how you look at money and how you use money. So we plan to use it wisely and to invest it properly, and as long as it's in support of the people, I think it's a good thing.
Yes, sir. And so how do you invest in and use money, Shab? Do you have any tips or tricks for your fans out there how to invest their money the Shab way?
Yeah, I just put it in my mattress.
Oh, there you go. So
I sleep on it, you know. I do it the old school way.
So you just
I like to know my money's right underneath me.
There you go.
If there's one thing out there, people will say, you know, Shabadoo is a frugal sort of person.
A frugal? What's frugal? I've never heard
that.
Well,
you know, I spend my money wisely. I just don't spend it frivolously.
Oh, okay. So you're a little more advanced than me in the vocabulary word.
There's online thesaurus that you can have available.
You have a plethora of vocabulary words. I can try to keep up. But
Well, you know, I walk around with a thesaurus and dictionary. I mean,
what's funny is I used to do that when I was rapping and I was freestyling. You got to stay on your game. I used to try to study I can't even say it. Thesauruses, dictionaries. I used to read a lot. I used to really, because you always got to home in on your craft. What are some of the things that you did when you were growing up and or when you were studying to be the dancer that you are now? What are some of the things you did to study to be that better dancer?
In terms of what? In terms of, like,
how did you
academically speaking?
I mean, anything. How did you enhance? How did you get better at what you did? Like me, as far as freestyling and being a talent and stuff, I would make sure to study thesauruses. I'd look at dictionaries to get more words. I'd watch a lot of, you know, music video or whatever. What did you do to enhance yourself?
What I did was I just educated myself on every level possible. I just became a sort of, you know, crazy out of this world reader. I just read all the time, and you know, I just took an interest in all kinds of things and people and things. So I would basically live at the library, and that was earlier on. And I went to school and. I went to film school. I graduated from AFI, which is a postgraduate university. It's a prestigious university. It's probably, and not probably, I know that it's one of the top 3 to 5 universities focusing on film and television. So I graduated that program in 1996 as a directing fellow. So again,
1996? You're old. You're an old guy.
Yeah, in 96, I was in my 40s. And I was going to school with kids in their 20s, early 20s.
Oh, okay. So
what I did was, here's the thing I would tell people out there, young people, if you're endeavoring to advance your career, don't be afraid to invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here are people like, going around asking people for millions of dollars to invest in their projects, but they won't even invest $1,000 in their own career.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
You have to invest into your own career. Like on my perspective, I do marketing, branding, social media. I put people out there, and so many times, I mean, there's hard costs, people. You know, you gotta. But when you're investing in your career, you're believing in yourself that you can get double back. Because anytime you make an investment, you should at least be able to get double your investment back. And invest in the right things, but definitely invest, even if it's $100. You're going to get that much more back. You know, I mean, stop trying to – and, you know, it also kind of – would you agree with the Shab? It kind of hurts your reputation when you are trying to barter and you get known as that person. You get known as not a business person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know I have found that people are – to my amazement – people are using headshots that are 5 and 6 years and up, maybe 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You should be, you know, if you're out there and you're doing your headshots and you're active in the industry, you should be doing full photo shoots like every couple of years or so. And then you should be, you know, replenishing it every 6 months or so.
The crowd like
should
that
always
piece of
be
advice.
Up to date. I mean, I was a photographer for like 8 years or more, and I was surprised at the amount of dancers and performers that were using 10-year-old photographs.
Shab does it all, man. All right, well, hey, so what do you think, Shab? Should we grab a couple of these callers? We're at a couple of callers in the queue. Don't know who they are. We can go to a commercial break and we can filter them if you want, or I got my hand on the button. So you never know, man. You never know what the crazy's
press the
out
button.
There.
Press the button. We're going all the way live. We'll take whatever's behind door number three.
All right, we're going to go ahead and grab the caller from behind door number one. We have caller 815-8385. Caller, if you want to be on air, say hi. If not, then just keep on listening. We'll grab another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois. My name is Janice.
Oh, Janice, you're our favorite fan. How you doing, Janice?
Very good. How about you?
I'm doing great. What, you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. That's an awesome show. I've learned so many.
Well, I'm glad that you can learn some stuff from us, and we got my man Shab coming on now. Janice, are you a dancer? Do you like dancing?
Sometimes I do like dancing and singing at the same time.
Sometimes you like dancing. Why are there times you don't like dancing? How can? Okay, talk to us here.
Well, I think I'm not a good dancer, but I'm trying to learn how to dance, like, from YouTube or somewhere, like, people teach me, and that's how I'm kind of good at it, but not that much. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, do you have any, we're going to go ahead and grab the other caller, but we appreciate it, and remember, when you post on Twitter or Facebook, on anything that has to do with Easy Way or breaking news, please do me a favor and hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, and breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N, news, whenever you're posting. And we're going to be looking for that. And anybody that hashtags on their post, we're going to be retweeting their posts.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and grab another caller. We have a caller, 424-6527. I forgot to turn the music up. There we go. 424-6527.
Hello there. Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Alatino Brown calling from Los Angeles, California. What's up, Shabadoo and Eric, Mr. Easy Zuli?
Alatino Brown with bad connection. We can't understand a word you're saying.
I'm so sorry that we have a bad connection. We must straighten that out. Because communication is key in this business.
Do you want us to grab another call? You want to try to call back? Because we want to be able to hear what you're saying.
Okay, I'll try to call you back. I'm sorry about the bad connection.
No problem. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab caller 925-8913. Caller, are you there? All right, sometimes callers just want to listen to the show. That's fine. All right, so we'll wait until Alatino gets back and he can hang out with us. And you like my skills there, Chabadoo? You know, putting the music up and transitioning.
Yeah. You do it all. Do you do Windows?
I do. Shut up.
I'm testing the boundaries of your skills. I don't want to limit you.
I thought you were actually being cool and like Windows, Microsoft, like Windows on computers. But then I'm quick. I'm very quick. I did get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you caught that. Yeah.
I do Windows. If you do bags.
No. Well, you know, I'm limited in the things I do.
I could totally see that. I could see like a Ralph's apron on you, and you know, like you carrying boxes and stuff. That like kind of meshes with your look. That could work.
I mean, well, you know, if it got down to it, I'd do it. And the apron would actually have to be black.
All right, so we got Alatino back. We're going to go ahead and grab him on, see what questions he has. Alatino Brown, you're on Easy Talk Live with Easy and Shabadoo. Go ahead and talk.
Is this better?
Much better. All right.
Much better.
Great. Okay. How are you guys doing today?
Down with Alatino Brown.
And you're listening
Shabadoo,
to the sound, and we don't play
have
around.
A dance off? Hey, when are we going to have a dance off, Shabadoo?
Oh,
what's your question?
Did we just hear a challenge? No. Don't be avoiding that one.
I heard a challenge. I didn't hear it. I got a bad connection.
When are we going to throw down, dog?
Oh, okay. See, I think Alatino must have another bad connection.
No, it's backflip time. I smell it.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Let's make yourself clear. I'm not a gymnast, so let's move on to another subject.
But you're
subject
a dancer.
But I don't do backflips.
But wait. Well, are you not accepting this challenge, Shabadoo? Are you challenging Shabadoo, Alantino, or what are you doing here?
That was absolutely correct. I don't back down and don't bite my tongue.
Oh, you know, then that, if that were the case, then I guess what I'm doing is ignoring it.
I think so. Well, yeah, we're gonna have to set up a production.
Yeah, you know, I only take on serious challenges.
Ooh!
Ouch!
Ouch!
Okay.
You know, but honestly, I have heard at some point that Alantino was good at some point, so I do recognize that.
Ouch! Just because I had a birthday and Eric was there and you didn't show up, I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't do Doritos and beer. I have a very specific diet.
Okay, now, correction. No, there was no Doritos there. There was hot dogs and champagne.
that's an interesting combination. I love it. Hot dogs and champagne.
You know,
it
wasn't even full hot dogs. They were chopped up hot dogs. You had to grab them and put them into a bun to make a hot dog.
Well, also that you could use toothpicks and be elegant.
Yeah, we did the toothpick thing too. Definitely, it was fun. You know, we had Jarvie Hutchison, the president of Multicultural Motion Picture Association, come through as well. I called him up, and we had Aretha Gray there, and it was a fun little time. You know, in fact, we actually did film the whole event, so we'll be putting it out on Easy Way TV soon enough. But speaking of what we're going to be putting out, I will go rent the boxing ring myself, and go get a referee, go get a coach. Alantino, and same thing with you, Shabadoo, and I smell a challenge here. You know,
I'll just take a page out of Muhammad Ali's book. I'll fight you in a telephone booth, boy.
Well, I'm against violence, as you know, but I do hold a 6-degree black belt, just in
case.
Okay,
you know
about
what that is, cyberbullying, I'm feeling.
Well, yeah,
I'm really bullied right now.
You know, Alantino,
you are the advocate for cyberbullying, and you're bullying Mr. Shabadoo right now on air. That's not cool. We were never talking about fighting. We were talking about dance battling. We were talking about you getting your butt whooped as – no, okay.
Well, you know what? Desperate moments breed desperate reactions to things, so I can assume.
Well, you were getting on my friend Dante, you know, about being a pretty boy. Dante and I were the pretty boys in high school, and we always had picked on.
Okay,
that
was
a sign of bullying.
Your connection is still a little bit bad, Alantino, and I'm not just saying this to stop you, but we'll definitely follow up. If you can get on another line, because I don't want to keep continuing this with the bad connection.
All right,
I'm going to
call you from an 818 number. I'll call you now.
All right.
I'll call you.
So that is – I just shut him up. I just shut him down. Oops. I didn't mean to do that. But
there you go. He was getting heavy.
I don't know, man.
It was getting kind of heavy.
And it was getting kind of hot and heavy, yes. We'll bring our Easy Way Angels in to referee and, you know, hold the little round one, round two. signs and we'll do it up. Maybe we'll do it on the next event. We'll pull you guys out on the streets. Take it to the streets.
Yeah. We'll see what he's got. This kind of skills. I think I've seen some of his clips on of him going down the Soul Train line at some point.
Yeah. What was that?
I guess what I'm saying is we won't need that much time.
So what do you? Let's go into movies. You know, let's go. I'm a big dance movie person. You know, I know that they got a couple new dance movies coming out. They do a lot of the Step Up sagas. You know, what do you think about the dance movies that are coming out now? Nowadays.
Well, I mean, what do I think about it in terms of what? I mean, I think the production is great. I think that.
Oh,
what
you
missing
do? The,
is,
the
well, I think it's. I just, well, I think, you know, here's the thing is the dancers themselves in it, most of them, and a lot of them, are very talented. But I don't appreciate the packaging of the film itself, and I don't care for the storyline. And a lot of it is just a ripoff or a rehashing, a break-in in some way. It's nothing new. But the only thing is that I think they lack the sort of visceral connection, you know, between the performer and the audience that we had in Breaking. There's no connection, emotional. I think that's what's missing in those break step up films, or even this one out of Europe called Street Dance. I mean, these films are basically Clorox the entire culture. Where's the soul at in any of that stuff? I mean, you know, how do they justify and feel good about dancing on Hummers, you know, bungee cording off buildings and things? I mean, really? They needed all that? The dancing couldn't do it by itself?
I think the Hummer scene was pretty cool, man. I mean,
I think for a Hummer commercial, it would have been appropriate.
You don't think it's appropriate on the fact that it's a movie? You don't think that scene? Are you saying?
In my opinion,
they're promoting damaging cars.
It was not appropriate. I think that it was appropriate for a Hummer's commercial.
So here
it is. I mean, you know, the shows have gotten to be this ridiculous to me. You know, you get a couple that enter a coffee shop and suddenly they're dancing on the cafe tables. Now, when was the last time you seen that?
I have one story. I actually went to, it was, believe it or not, this was crazy. It was one of those snapping, you know, poetry bar thingies, right? And you think that those type of things would be, like, really calm. So, obviously, people, you know, lose control of themselves when they drink. And so we're doing the snappy thingy. We're listening to some cool poetry. And there's this loudmouth guy, right? And you know, he's being told to be quiet. And you know, instead of snapping, he's like, woo! He's, like, doing what you're not supposed to do in an environment like that. And I think to spite the venue, he got up on the table and just started, like popping and doing some weird stuff and slapping the table and jumping on his knee. And just, he started dancing on the table. I've never seen it before. Okay, there's my story. That actually did happen.
Okay, so you, out of all the moments in dancing history, you can bring one moment that happened. Here's the thing. Again, I don't want to belabor it, but those types of dance films are cotton candy. They lack nutritional value. They lack cultural value. It's just pure danceploitation.
What about the scene where they're wearing the suits? You know what I'm talking about? And they have the money and the cash.
It might be cool that they're wearing suits, but what does that have to do with anything? Don't you understand?
It's
just a collection of dance numbers that are not motivated by character or anything or reason.
But actually, the message was that their city was going to be torn down by the big corporate people.
No, we already did that storyline in Breaking 2. So there you go.
Oh.
Breaking 2, the storyline was Ozone was against, my character was against gentrification. I even marched on City Hall. I marched on City Hall, and I even stated that, hey, in City Hall, I said to them, they're going to develop us out of our own neighborhoods. So where is the new storyline? So Step Up is just a ripoff of Breaking and Breaking 2, and they didn't do it well.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
They didn't do it well. You would think at this point, you know, they would offer some new information. What about the struggles that a lot of dancers are going through today? They don't really hit on any of that. So it's just one 90-minute music video. Some of the stuff looks great,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm of the old school mind in terms of what Fred Astaire said. Fred Astaire said that dance should be shot full frame.
Well, if you guys have any...
With these step-up films, it's just a lot of quick cuts, you know, cut to the belt, cut to the wrist, cut to the face, cut to the, you know, what is it, afraid to show the dancing? It can't hold by itself?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you guys have any opinions on our topic on these dance movies, old school versus new school, it seems like here? You know, please call in at 914-338-1303, or you can chat with us live right there by clicking on the link. I think we have a new caller. I'm gonna grab this caller, see what their opinion is. Caller 562-0307. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Patty H here.
Oh, Patty! Hey.
Yeah. Hi there, Shabadoo. I wanted to congratulate you on your first show. And you guys are wonderful. You are so funny. I'm sitting here laughing my tush off. You know, you guys are great.
Well, you know what this is quickly becoming, and it's feeling a lot like. This is sort of like, what was that show called? Mr. Rogers, Neighborhood.
Oh, what?
Oh my God!
How do you figure?
Well, what is it? It's a kind of new contemporary way, you know, because now we got a visit from Patty. Patty just shows up. Hi, I'm in the neighborhood. How are you? So now Dante will come by and he'll knock on and be
stop. You know,
I'd be your neighbor, you know. Shabadoo will be your neighbor.
That's a good idea. We should get some knocking sounds or like ding dong.
Yeah, it should be like. who is it? It's me, Patty. Come on in. Squeak.
Hey,
thank
Patty,
you.
How's it going? So how's the Angels doing today, Patty?
How's it going down there in Orange County?
Oh my goodness. Well, boy. Just trying to get them all together. I've had another 75 people I've got to contact. You know, it just goes on and on and on. You know,
Patty, you were just at an amazing meeting yesterday. Tell the audience about the meeting. What happened?
Oh, brilliant! We were talking about the Ascent Expo and cultural creatives, which is the current word for, you know, the artistic people out there who are in the industry, artists, technology, people who are ahead of their game. And we had a lot of different people with different inputs, you know, from producers to red carpet people, just amazing conversations, a new group, which was, let me see if I get this right, Productivity and Fame, or where have I gotten that one wrong?
Fame and Philanthropy. They do some of the biggest A-list events to help raise funding for nonprofit. They recently did an event at the Vineyard for the Oscars with James Cameron hosting. Halle Berry was there. Tyrese was there. Neo performed. And we sponsored that event, and so they're also going to be doing an event, and they're talking to Steven Spielberg, and they're talking to their Oprahs and stuff like that. So they are an amazing organization, and they're going to be involved now with our Ascent Expo. In fact, if anybody wants to see the interview with my good friend Ryan Long, who runs all that, you can go to Easyway TV or you can go to Easyway Broadcasting's fans page, and you'll see an actual live interview with actually Patty's son, who's an amazing host, auctioneer and diamond buyer, and as well as a new host, new angel that we have, Aaron Haskell, is an amazing interview. So, all right, Patty, back to you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Aaron was great, by the way. That's the first time I saw her interviewing. I think she's absolutely wonderful. Did an amazing job with. Yeah.
The Ascent Expo is where we also plan on launching the breaking news show, the actual full show. And this is going to be held at the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's supported by a lot of organizations. Michael Beckwith is going to be speaking, and as well as myself and many other people that are on the board. It's just going to be an amazing thing for cultural creatives. And we'll have a booth there, an Easy Way Broadcasting booth. And we might even be broadcasting this show live at the booth at the Convention Center. What do you think?
I think it'd be awesome.
That sounds great. It might be a good place for us to kind of showcase our new angels too.
Exactly. Oh, we're definitely going to be showcasing these new angels. You got to do that. So,
and Shabadoo, I'm happy for any input you're happy to give me with the angels. You know, I'm very accepting of people's help when they like to throw it out there. If you have, you know, any clever suggestions, but I think you will be pretty amazed when we're finished with them, how great they really will be.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and we're going to be creating like kind of a pussycat doll type group, or kind of like a girl group to actually
beside
perform.
Girls, yes, yeah.
Can they sing? Can they sing
yes.
and dance?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful!
And they're also spokesmodels. So they
wonderful.
Can, yeah, no, very, very. They'll be very well trained, and they'll be very good at their different perspective talents. So I'm really excited about that.
I just want to throw out something, you know, that I ran across on Facebook. It's a sort of a personal nature. There is a dancer that I've known for better part of 30 years or more, and. He just recently endured, a stroke. His name is Lionel, and
yep.
they call him Big D.
Hmm.
And I just want to give a big shout out to Lionel and Big D, and the heads up work by his wife, who noticed that he was actually having a stroke.
Yes.
So anyway, I just want to just. Put that out there. It's of a personal nature. Big D, I'm glad you're doing well, and great heads up, work from your wife there, and it would be a big loss if we didn't have you around. So I'm very happy to hear everything turned out great.
Well, sorry to hear that. Our hearts go out to Big D, and definitely everybody listening, please, say your prayers. Our hearts go out to that situation. Hopefully it gets better, and just keep your faith. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know Big D, don't you, Patty, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah, no, we're really good friends, absolutely. So it's pretty shocking because you don't expect it. We know we're all kind of, getting a little bit older. But, again, when you're, 50s is just not old nowadays. Come on. And for that kind of thing to happen to somebody who's a dancer who's so very physically fit. Remember, dancers, that's what they do. They eat and breathe dancing. So they're physically in tremendous shape. So anything that happens is pretty shocking.
Oh, yeah. It's very serious.
All right, guys.
Let me
just pop in this quick commercial because we got to say thank you to our sponsors that keep everything going. Remember, guys, this show is brought to you by Acumen Technologies, the projector cell phones and tablets, which is one of the official sponsors for Easy Way Broadcasting. If you actually go to our What You Need TV YouTube page, or you go to Easy Way Broadcasting, you'll actually see an endorsement by Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, giving you a sample of the phone, the actual physical product. It is one of the coolest products ever, where you can actually project anything that you want right onto a wall, the ceiling, the ground, and it's going to revolutionize how presentations are done. It's an amazing company, and Easy Way is helping them to become the next Samsung. So we appreciate them, as well as Bright Life Music, which was one of our sponsors for the Stop Tour and provided a $30,000 valued 3-song demo deal, which we're going to be giving one of our artists for the Stop Tour. So that was a little time for these messages. And back to the wonderful conversation on Mr. Rogers or the I Love the Neighborhood or whatever the hell you were talking about. I don't know where that came from. That's just like, but
We're dating ourselves.
But that's a good idea, actually. We have our friends stop in, and I'm going to play with that. I like that. Ding Dong, something. Ding Dong. Mm-hmm. We need some help, fans. We need some help, listeners. If you guys have an idea for that segment within a segment, for that breakdown, for that topic, or whatever we'll call it.
Like the coffee clutch or whatever they used to call those.
Yeah, you're just stopping by. It's easy, friends. Slide on through.
I don't like that.
Well, that's what as you
slide
get.
Slide on through.
You know?
Slide on through. Slide on through the easy way.
Yeah, slide on through the easy way.
That works.
You know, that's just, and that's some of my free stuff. We get into my more costly things, and you know, then you know.
All right. Well,
I'd rather spend the money on my echo chamber.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, breaking news.
Yeah, and let's talk about the contest we talked about last week. I know we were going to do a contest for people to actually provide segment jingles. And, you know, just provide some help to this segment, to the show.
There's something, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. That's why I'm kind of reluctant to mention it full on here. But you are going to offer some contests and some, you know, a little bit more, listener involvement. Now, when I speak to you privately, and I will, about some pretty good and gifts, as you will, for people that will participate in some of this stuff, then we'll be able to spill all the beans. But yeah, we are going to have contests and you know, jingle contests, dance contests, what have you. But maybe we'll have a video contest. You'll put in your video and we'll look at it, and we'll have the viewers vote. That might be nice as well. So
I think
there's a number of things.
I'm just going to brainstorm here. I think definitely the dance contest thing could be a lot of fun virally. See, you do what you do physically. I'll do what I do virally. I'll do the internet thing.
How about we'll take my song. We'll take the breaking news theme song, and we'll put it out to the dancers in the world. You'll choreograph a minute piece and put it on YouTube, on Facebook. Whoever's got the most hits, They'll win some sort of sponsorship package. They'll get T-shirts or cups and, you know, what have you.
Yeah, go. So here
they can record those they can record those with their smartphones, what have you.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, you know, we have the Easy Way theme song, we have the breaking news theme song, we have the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, we have the breaking news fans page. What we'll do, guys, is do a minute choreographed routine. Submit your videos onto those fans pages, hashtagging Easy Way and breaking news, and we will pick maybe three of the best ones to be able to come on and co-host, not just be a guest, but co-host with us on breaking news. What do you think?
I think it sounds good. I think it's doable. And, again, you know, and it doesn't really even have to be choreographed. The numbers, it can be just spectacular solos even. So we will pick the best clips, and anyway, we'll lay out all the details and how you do it and how you sign on and all that stuff when you visit the Easy Way Facebook pages and websites and the Breaking News Facebook page and the Shabadoo website. You'll be able to sign on and see all the rules, if you will.
And I think that we'll do with the first prize winner. We'll shoot a like professional little dance video or something with the Easy Way Angels. What do you think, Patty?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Just make it happen.
There we go. So that's us brainstorming off the top of the head, guys. But we'll actually be putting it out there on the Easy Way Broadcasting like page, my Twitter, Shabadoo's Twitter. You know, you guys will be hearing about what the official contest will be. But that's just us brainstorming off the top of our heads. Remember, every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., you can call in, you can tune in, 914-338-1303, you can talk to us, you can also chat with us live, and you can submit your content, you can hang with us, and we're also going to be offering opportunities for you to come actually hang with us and be on video at these live red carpet major events. And I'm getting a message from Alantino. My phone sucks. I'm broken. I have no way of talking. Okay. Speak on my behalf, have a very big. He has very big connections right now. Just go for me on my behalf. Thank you. He's trying to act like he's too big and bad for us to come back on the show now. He's like, oh, I gotta go. I got some big and bad connections. All right, Alantino, I see how it is. I will speak on you. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to put this on air. Oops, he's all mad at me. I didn't read that to you guys. You didn't hear what I just said.
No, I didn't hear that. Mum's the word. Patty, did you hear that?
I didn't hear a thing.
Hear what? I have no idea.
Hear
what?
What are you talking about?
Where did Valentino go?
What are you talking about? And who is Valentino Brown anyway?
Well, I don't know where Brown came from. I don't know where Valentino.
Well.
I know a Brown Valentino. I don't know an Valentino Brown.
There you go. So anyway, I guess that concludes my input for today. I'm going to be running off and putting together some more the talent that's going to be on the show in the next couple of weeks or so. So
awesome. So thank you, Shabadoo, for coming on. Looking forward to hanging out with you at the World Dance Awards, the 2014 World Dance Awards. We'll be doing it the easy way over there, as well as. Can you come? I want to ask you this as well. November 11th, there is a major event for Watering Seeds supporting the veterans. It's involved with Special Olympics. It's at the StubHub Center Stadium. In Culver City. It's a real big event. We have our own skybox. We have our own suite. In fact, we can even use this for the contest. We can have people, I don't know. Let's definitely brainstorm. But hopefully you're in town. You can come to that shop. This is going to be a real big one.
It is on November...
November 11th, Veterans Day.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. You know, I saw a poster posted on Facebook for the World Dance Awards. You say it's November 2nd, but I thought I saw it read November 11th.
November 2nd. It's November 2nd. November 11th is the Watering Seeds, the
Watering
Expo sponsored by Domino's and Coca-Cola. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event with a lot of cool performers and a whole bunch of great stuff. And there's definitely people you should meet. But it's about the veterans. It supports and raises money for veterans that are in wheelchairs that have done amazing things. The people that come out are just it's just great. They're an amazing organization. People can go to wateringseeds.org to know more information. And you definitely gotta come out, man. We're gonna have a lot of fun, and we gotta start shooting for the television show. So you gotta start hitting these events.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
All right, so guys, that's breaking news. I hope you enjoyed it. So tune in next week to hear more breaking news. The easy way.
News,
and hopefully next time we'll have an echoing machine. Thank you, Patty, for joining us and hanging with us.
My pleasure.
And remember, guys, to interact, hang out with us. Do it. We're doing it. Breaking news. Yes.
Yeah.
So, hey, do you rap? By the way, before I let you go, Alfonso, Shabadu. No,
Alfonso.
Shabadu.
You mean Adolfo? Jeez.
Adolfo.
My name's Adolfo Quiñones.
Adolfo,
do
you rap?
Yeah, you know.
You rap a little
bit? I'm not
bit?
Great, though.
Rap a little bit. Yo, come on, Shab, I want to hear you spit. Yo, maybe
no,
you can dance
flow.
Or maybe you can
flow.
Sit.
I'm not a free flow freestyler, brother.
All right, I'll
stay in my lane.
I'll handle that for us now. Thanks for hanging out with us, Shab. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace, people. I'll talk to you.
All right, guys, that was breaking news. I hope you enjoyed that segment. It went a little longer than expected. Normally, the segment's going to be about half an hour long, but, we're kind of transitioning into this. That's Patty Morris, Patty H. Morris, who's our artistic coordinator for the artistic director for the Easy Way Angels. Patty is going to be looking for beautiful girls that have talent, that want to be angels, age 10 to 50. Right, Patty? It don't
That's
really matter.
Right.
We're looking for everybody.
We also want intellectual angels, guys.
Intellectual angels, exactly. Yes, definitely. We want beauty. We want intellectual. We want physically fit. We want the whole shebang. And if you become an angel, here's some of the perks. I'm going to give you guys a list of our calendar coming up the easy way. This is the easy way calendar, and I love this song, so I'm going to pop it up, get some more breaking news vibe feel. This is such a cool song. All right, guys, so basically from October 18th, we have an event with high-level profile A-list celebrities. It's a birthday. It's a private event in Beverly Hills. On October 19th, we have a mansion event in Orange County. It's a champagne brunch preliminary party for the Extend Expo. On November 2nd, we have the 2014 World Dance Awards. November 8th, we have the Lady in Red Awards where they honor amazing ladies that do amazing things, make a difference with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the American Society of Young Musicians. On November 9th, we have the Miss Global International. It's an event in Beverly Hills. On November 25th, we have the E.J. Jackson Turkey Giveaway. It feeds over 10,000 different people. I'll be hosting that. On December, don't know the exact date, but we'll be dealing with the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, their major toy giveaway, which they've in the past worked with ABC, Disney, and many organizations like that. Also, the Peace Fund Games paintball tournament's coming up in December, which I will be hosting. Then moving into that, we have next year, we have the Ascent Expo with it's going to be the Los Angeles Convention Center. And then we're also going to be dealing with Fame and Philanthropy and what they have going on, which I've heard that they're going to be involved with. Maybe the Paramount Lot is going to be a place that they're going to be doing their event at with people that are very influential people. If you want to know more, check out Fame and Philanthropy. You'll see what they're involved in. So as you see, we have a pretty cool event list. We're always involved in some amazing things. If you are an angel, you get to go to those amazing things. You get to network with amazing people. We are one of the most powerful branders and viral marketing companies to put your brand out there. So every one of these events, we are shooting you. We are putting you out there. We're expanding your growth, which can also help you get booked. You have someone like Patty who's been in the business for a very long time. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to book you, and there's tons of other perks. There's gifts and sponsorship stuff, and it goes on and on and on. It's really fun to be an angel, and you learn a lot. That's the key. You're going to learn a whole lot, and if you're lucky, there's a little bit of money involved too. Hopefully, if Patty does her thing.
the big thing is, I think, girls who are like spokesmodels really haven't had much experience in dancing and singing. So we're going to go across the board and make sure everybody has a very good working knowledge of all aspects. And, of course, use the best talents of each for our shows and everything. But everyone will have the opportunity to learn to be a spokesmodel, to be a singer, to be a dancer.
That's going to be fun. And I mean, we do all these events, we do all this stuff all the time, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to form a girl group. So I'm going to be tossing you a lot of contacts that I have, Patty, and we'll be posting on Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. And we have an Easy Way Angels fans page too, guys. If you specifically want to know what's going on with the Angels, scenarios and situations and projects, Easy Way Angels fans page, Easy Way Angels Twitter, and Easy Way Angels Instagram is available. You can follow all those. And you can contact Patty at patty@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's P-A-T-T-Y at easy, letter E, letter Z, way, broadcasting.com. So, yep, we're going to have a lot of fun, guys. It's going to be amazing. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll have another one next week, 10:30 a.m., doing it the easy way. I still cannot believe this Shabadoo was talking about Mr. Rogers and fun in the neighborhood or whatever. We got to come up with some keywords too, like special things when you mention, oh, you mentioned that word, whatever. I mean, that's it's smart though. You know,
we'll have a gong.
We got the again, we got our fans. They'll be sending us some cool stuff. So I'm going to end today's show with our awesome Megan Henry, who was the former Miss Teen Asia USA. It's an amazing song, Crash a Party, and then we're going to go ahead and say bye, guys. You can hang out with me at Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. If you want to say what's up, if you want to follow the page, you want to message us, that's the best page to hit us up. Or download my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, sponsored by MyPocket.org. We appreciate all our sponsors, appreciate all our listeners, and we'll catch you guys next week. See you later.
You ready for this? Let's go. We'll be right back.
have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.